Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps if you can't, if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen plays, we urge you calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to The Horror. On this episode, we'll hear from a series called Beyond Midnight, aired for 78 episodes between November of 1968 and April of 1970. A series from South Africa aired over their Springbok radio station. We'll hear the 17th episode today from February 21st, 1969. Here's Insect Man.
Typewriter keys is like knuckles on wood, and my perspiration falls down upon the keys that are being punched by my trembling fingers. A mosquito circles above my bent head. There are flies buzzing and colliding with the wire screen. Around the naked yellow bulb in the ceiling, a bit of torn paper that is a moth flutters. An ant crawls up the wall. I watch it, the ant, with bitterness. How mistaken we three were, Susan and I, and William Tinsley. Whoever you are, wherever you are, if you hear this, do not ever again crush the ants upon the sidewalk. Do not smash the bumblebee that thunders by your window. Do not annihilate the cricket upon your hearth. You see, that's where Tinsley made his colossal error. You remember Tinsley? You must do. He was the man who threw away $1 million on fly sprays and insecticides and ant killers. I was this man's secretary just after the Second World War. I was with him when he wandered into a web and became lost forever from human eyes, beyond midnight. Biotex, the new soap and pre-wash powder, presents Beyond Midnight by Michael McKay.
Now, ladies, we're speaking about Biotex in this series of programs, and Mrs. E.B. Granger wrote to say that she decided to try our Biotex just to see if it lived up to our claims. And she said, I bought a packet, and lo and behold, it actually did just what the advert said. I'm so proud of the children's white shirts, the hankies, and the underwear, that I want to say it will be Biotex for me every washing day from now on. Some of my family's accessories were left with slight stains, but now, thanks to Biotex soaking, they come out white, and the stains do go away, as you say. Now, that is a statement from Mrs. Granger of Heathfield of the Cape, and it bears out what we have been saying to you ladies ever since Biotex first came on the market. We said to you, it is different to any washing product that you've ever used before. We claim that the stubborn stains will vanish, and people like Mrs. Granger bear out our claim. Remember, Biotex.
There was never a spot for a fly or a mosquito in Tinsley's office. Tinsley destroyed anything that buzzed or flew. Destroyed it instantly with one stroke of his magnificent fly swatter. I shall never forget that instrument of death. Tinsley carried the swatter to work with him one morning in July 1946. By the week's end, if I happened to be in one of the filing alcoves out of sight when Tinsley arrived, I could always tell of his arrival when I heard the swicking, whistling passage of his fly swatter through the air and the thump as it landed. People, I reckon, have a right to be as eccentric as they please. But Tinsley...
Oh, hello, Steve. All ready?
Yeah, all ready.
Before we start, you mind cleaning away the corpses? Right, to S.H. Little, Philadelphia, dear Little. We'll invest money in your insect spray. $5,000, stop.
$5,000.
Advise immediate production, then service. You think I'm crazy?
I've done a
PS,
you're talking to me.
Oh, did you get that check for $1,000 off the termite control company? One thing I like about my office is all iron, cement, solid. Not a chance for termites.
Blast it, Steve. Has that been there all the time? Come on, help me find it.
What?
All right. Quickly, Steve. Systematically. Don't just sit there.
Well, hold on. Hold on.
Hey, stay out. Stay out. Don't open that door. Don't come in.
Come on, help me, Steve. Listen, I'm a secretary and a right-hand stooge, not a spotter for high-flying insects.
Oh,
I haven't got eyes in the back of my head.
And neither are they, so you know what they do?
They? Who are they?
Never mind. Forget it. Don't talk about this to anyone.
Bill, you should go and see a psychiatrist.
Oh, sure.
And the psychiatrist will tell his wife, and she tell others, and then they find out.
They're everywhere, don't you understand? I don't want to be stopped with my campaign.
You mean the $100,000 you sunk into your insect sprays and ant pastes in the last 4 weeks? Someone should stop you. You'll break yourself and me and the stockholders.
Shut up! You don't understand!
Understand? How can he understand? How can anybody
I may be a psychiatrist, but I wouldn't stand a chance unless Tinsley came to see me. I couldn't help him unless he wanted help. I'll look him over for you if you insist, though, for old time's sake. But half the fight's lost if the patient won't cooperate.
You've got to help me, Susan. He'll be stark raving in another month. I think he has delusions of persecution. Besides, I need him. I need my job. It won't do for the guy. The first date worked out well. We laughed, we danced. We dined at the Brown Derby. Tinsley didn't suspect for a moment that the slender, soft-voiced woman in his arms was a psychiatrist, picking his reactions apart as they waltzed. We drove home that night in a happy mood.
No, wait. I remember now. I went...
Well, you're both wrong.
What?
Went...
No, it's... Bill! Look out! Get hold of the wheel!
Mark. Did you see it? Got in my face. But I crushed it. There, do you see? Against the dash. 99% of all life in the world is insect life.
Good night, Steve. See you tomorrow.
flies were breathing thick and golden and buzzing like a million intricately fine electric machines in the pouring direct light of summer noon. I went to see lawyer Remington, who had been Tinsley's family representative for 30 years, even before Tinsley was born.
Poor, poor Tinsley. He was only 17 when it happened.
It happened? What happened? Some accident or something?
Tinsley's father took him hunting up in the Lake Arrowhead region in the autumn of his 17th year. Beautiful country. I was hunting not far from there in that self-same afternoon. Game was plenty. Tinsley's father leaned his gun against a bush to lace his shoe when a flurry of quail arose. They were frightened and they flew straight at the man and the boy. One of the birds knocked the gun over and it fired off and the charge hit Tinsley Sr. full in the face.
No.
Well, that wasn't the least of it. What followed was something indescribable to the boy. He ran 5 miles for help, leaving his father dead. Young Tinsley made it to the road and back with a doctor and 2 other men in something like 6 hours. Sun was just going down when they hurried through the pine forest to where the father lay. The entire body, the arms, the legs, and the shattered contour of the face was clustered over and covered with scuttling, twitching insects. Bugs, ants, flies, insects of every description drawn by the sweet odor of blood. It wasn't possible to see 1 square inch of the elder Tinsley's body.
Oh. Sorry, I just, sorry.
Oh, you cut your hand. Glasses aren't made to squeeze that hard, boy.
Yeah,
Now, let me get you something to put in your hand. So, there it is. That's why Tinsley has a fear of insects and animals.
What was his father's profession?
Oh, I thought you knew. Why, the elder Tinsley was a very famous naturalist. Very famous indeed. Ironic in a way, isn't it? But he should be killed by the very creatures he studied. Here, hold your hand out.
Oh, it's not bleeding too much. Don't worry.
Pretty well puts the finger on Tinsley, right? He's been bleeding. Oh, look around. See how easy it'd be to believe that insects really are the horrors we make them out to be. There's a monarch butterfly piecing us. Is it listening to our every word? Oh, it's gone now. Couldn't keep it up. Tinsley the elder was a naturalist. And what happened? He interfered. Busybodied where he wasn't wanted. So they who control the animals and insects, killed him. Night and day for the last 10 years, that thought's been on Bill's mind.
Oh, I can't say I blame him. My father had been killed in like fashion.
He refuses to talk when there's an insect in the room. Isn't that so, Steve?
Yeah. He's afraid they'll discover what he knows about them.
Well, you can see how silly that is yourself, can't you? Well, he couldn't possibly keep it a secret, granting that butterflies and ants and houseflies are evil. Because you and I have talked about it, and others, too. But he persists in this delusion that as long as he himself there's no word in their presence. Oh, well, he's still alive, isn't he? And if they are evil and fear his knowledge, wouldn't they have destroyed him long ago?
Maybe. Maybe they're playing with him. You know, Susan, it's strange. The elder Tinsley was on the verge of some great discovery when he was killed. It fits a pattern. The next Sunday morning, the three of us went to church. On the back of the bald head of the man in the pew in front of us, a fly crawled. For the first time in my life, I felt a strange interest, a foreboding almost. And I had to resist a temptation to crush the insect there and then on the man's head. That Sunday afternoon, we went for a picnic. Bill Tinsley, Susan, and I. She tried to get him to talk about his fear, but he merely pointed to the column of ants straggling across the tablecloth towards the jam, shook his head angrily. I felt, however, that he was near breaking point and would confide in us pretty soon if we were only patient. We didn't have to wait long. 2 days, in fact.
For the man who knows how to handle his car. Johnson's Rally, the new car wax with the detergent-proof formula. Won't wash off. It's detergent resistant. Rally gives sure wax protection that's deep and long-lasting. And the finish is fast, very fast. Johnson's Rally Car Wax in liquid or paste form.
Soak, soak, that's all you have to do. Soak, soak, just for an hour or two, you'll find it's the best for the new way you use new Biotech.
With amazing new Biotech, the stubbornest stains will vanish. Yes, vanish clean away. Just by soaking your laundry overnight in cold water, or for an hour or two in warm water, or by pre-washing it quickly in your washing machine. Get amazing new Biotech today.
Tuesday, evening. Inside the locked study of Tinsley's house, he strode up and down. Susan and I, we stood, cocktails in hand.
Metal. No maggots, ticks, wood beetles, termites. Metal chairs, metal everything.
We're alone, aren't we?
I think so.
Good. Have you ever wondered about God and the devil and the universe, Steve? Susan? Have you ever realized how cruel the world is?
How we try to get ahead, and every time we succeed a fraction, we're hit over the head.
The forces of evil. How do these forces get around? I used to wonder. Now I know. We are being watched constantly. Is there ever a moment in our lives that passes without a fly buzzing in our room with us? Or an ant crossing our path? Or a mosquito skirting around a netting. Small, wing things we take no notice of. They follow us every day of our lives. They listen to our prayers, our hopes, our fears. They listen, and then tell what there is to be told to him, or it, or whatever dark force it is that sends them out into the world.
What are insects for? They're nothing but irritants to us, mortal.
Well, there's a very simple, although scientific, answer. The government of them, of evil, is a small body, perhaps only one. It can't be everywhere at the same time, so it sends the flies, the ants, the bugs. There are so many of them, and there have been for so many years, we pay no heed to them. Familiarity has blinded us to them.
No, I don't believe any of that.
Let me finish before you judge. Think of it. Billions of insects checking, reporting, correlating, controlling humanity.
Come on, Bill. You're getting worse. Was that an accident when you were a kid? You let it feed on your mind. You can't go on.
Steve, you won't help with talk like that. Bill, if what you say is true, and these creatures are what you say they are, they must know about you. Why are you still alive?
Why? Because I've worked alone.
But if there is a they or it, evil force, like you say, it must have known for a month now. Because Steve and I have talked about you without taking any precautions. Flies, ants, these things could have overheard us. Isn't this proof that you're wrong? Listen. Will you agree to an experiment?
What kind of experiment?
From now on, all your plans will be above board, in the open. If nothing happens to you in 8 weeks, then you'll have to agree that your fears are baseless.
But they'll kill me.
Listen. Steve and I will stake our lives on this. If you die, we die too. And I value my life greatly. We don't believe in your heart. And we want to get you out of this.
I don't know.
8 weeks, Bill. You can go on manufacturing insecticides for the rest of your life if you want. But don't have a breakdown about it. The very fact of your living must prove they bear you no ill will. They've left you intact.
What I'm doing with insecticides is merely the beginning of the campaign. It may take 1,000 years, but in the end we can liberate ourselves.
Carry on with your campaign then for 8 weeks. Tell everyone about it. And then, if you do die, evidence will be left behind you. The world will know. And if, when the 8 weeks are up and you're still at liberty, you'll be free of these fears forever, Bill. Won't that be wonderful?
Susan, Steve, I... There, quick, above your head, Steve.
What?
I got the darn thing. I got it. I don't know why. You'd stake your lives on this? With me? I reckon. 8 weeks. We stayed with him at his house. That night, I couldn't sleep because of the crickets outside. I wandered down into the kitchen. There, I found Susan. We agreed that we were hungry and robbed the icebox of a leg of chicken and a carcass. We were about to plunge our knives into the carcass when a fly landed on it. We sat looking at the fly for 5 minutes. Then we put the carcass back into the icebox and went back to bed, hungry. I don't know why. At least I didn't, not then. But I do now. Heaven help me, I do now. I still couldn't sleep. And then something happened that put sleep out of my mind for ever. I don't mind hearing a woman scream occasionally, but a man's scream is so strange and is heard so rarely that when it comes, it turns your blood into an arctic torrent.
What's wrong? What is it? What?
Steve, don't touch me or it'll happen to you. I was wrong, but so near the truth. So near, it doesn't matter. Keep away, Steve.
Steve! He's up there for certain this time.
He's gone out. He's been in the shower. He's soaking wet. He's barely dressed.
I know. His shower's stolen. He must have burned himself. He hit the car. He's here.
He's got fired. Bill? Oh, Bill, you idiot, you fool. Slow down and wait for us, you nut.
He went east, I'm certain of it.
Well, why was he under a scalding shower, burning? Burning himself, why? Why?
There he is. There's his lights, 500 yards ahead, that's all.
Multiply.
Stay where you are!
Is that you lying there, Bill? Your body changed by leprosy and gangrene, bubonic and malaria, tuberculosis all at once? Merciful heavens. The color and the smell of you. The rotting, fetid combination of disease you are. Microbes. Messengers. Millions of them. Billions of them. Flies? Maybe flies are good. Insects are good. Invented by a merciful God to watch over his peoples. Not to do them harm, though. But the evil ones, they were clever, too. They invented bacteria.
People?
Go home. Now. I've got a job to do. Oh, Bill. You look so... Bill's car into the ditch and set fire to him and it. Susan drove away, not looking back. Now, tonight, a week later, I'm typing this out for what it's worth, here and now, in the summer evening, with flies buzzing about my room. Now I realize why Bill Tinsley lived so long. While his efforts were directed against insects, birds, and animals, who were representatives of the good forces, the evil forces let him go ahead. Tinsley was unaware that he was working for the forces of evil. But when he comprehended that bacteria were the real enemy, then the evil ones demolished him. In my mind, I still remember the picture of the elder Tinsley and his terrible death. Why would the quail, representatives of the good, kill him? The answer to this is clear now. Quails, too, have disease, and disease disrupts their natural setup. This caused them to strike down Tinsley's weapon, killing him. And the ants in columns over the dead man? Perhaps they were bringing solace to him from his maker. The game of chess continues, good against evil, and I am losing. Tonight I sit here writing and waiting, and my skin itches and softens. Susan is on the other side of town, safe from this knowledge which I must set on paper, even if it kills me. Even as I write, the skin of my fingers changes color and loosens. My face is wet and slippery. My tongue tastes bitter and acid. My stomach... There's a ringing in my ears. They're killing me. I'm dying as I write this. Believe me, no story I'm telling. No. Flesh of me will slide like a diseased cloak over my skeleton. But I must write on and on until
that's it for this episode of The Horror. If you want to hear more from Beyond Midnight, visit relicradio.com. Just type in Beyond Midnight in the search box and all the available episodes will show up there for you. You'll also find other old-time radio shows, all the other podcasts, links to our forum, Shoutcast stream, Facebook page, everything Relic Radio is right on the website. If you'd like to help support this and all the shows, you can do so from the website as well. Thank you very much to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again Wednesday with another episode of The Horror. Horror is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.